This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle markets?
Well, I think our cattle market's all low profit taking more than anything today. Even though we closed mostly negative, the good news was we came off the lows of the session. Feeder cattle saw the biggest losses. We saw cash last week, mostly at 165 in the south, 166, maybe 66.5 in the north. We saw at midday today, box beef took a big jump. Choice up $1.70, selects up 257. Total movement of 53 loads. The estimated cattle killed day of 109,000 head. And despite some of the negativeness in our hog report Friday, our hogs traded and closed positive today. April live cattle were 12 cents lower. June cattle were unchanged. May feeders down 67. August feeders were down 32. And June lean hogs 55 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 14,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Tom, what's supporting the wheat market?
Well, Leslie, I think two main factors. One, a lot of short covering by the funds as they are holding big short positions, especially in Chicago wheat. The other factor is dry weather in the southern plains, not really any relief in the forecast, also helping pull our wheat market higher. And of course, all this is in front of tomorrow morning's 11 o'clock report, our prospective planning and quarterly stock report, which is bringing about some covering of positions, some positioning out there. We also saw our corn and soybeans close positive today. On the close, May KC wheat up 23.25 cents, July KC up 23 cents, May Chicago wheat 22.5 cents higher, May and July corn up 3.5 cents, and May and July soybeans up 0.5 cents, while the May cotton was down 103 points today.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
Leslie, they can reach us at 866- Go to Tom.
That's your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.